And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A mass shooting that took place earlier this week in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, left 10 dead and 25 wounded, making it one of the deadliest in Canadian history. The suspect was identified by family and locals as Jesse Strang, a young man who identified as transgender. Police initially described the shooter as a female in a dress and have since resorted to calling the suspect a gun person because apparently even mass murderer doesn't warrant accurate pronouns in Canada. The New York Times editorial board, the same crew that championed marijuana legalization a decade ago, is now admitting the whole push was built on bad predictions. Nearly 18 million Americans use marijuana almost daily. That's up from a million in 1992. 30% of users meet the criteria for addiction, and research now links heavy cannabis use to schizophrenia in young men. The Times conceded that calling marijuana addiction a relatively minor problem was flat-out wrong. North of the border, Canada's health department has officially declared its Trudeau-era experiment legalizing hard drugs like crack and heroin a complete disaster. Yeah, I think most people could have seen that one coming. The three-year pilot ended January 31st after overdose deaths actually increased 3,300 over a 15-month period compared to 2,800 before the legalization. $820 million taxpayer dollars was spent for what the government itself admitted were minimal results. Yeah, legalized drugs get more addiction and more death. The consequences, as it turns out, doesn't care about your good intentions. And the ideological capture of institution continues to roll on. There's a report from Do No Harm, and it reveals that continuing medical education courses through the American Medical Association are loaded with references to equity, racism, and gender identity, while advanced clinical topics take a back seat. Doctors need these courses to keep their licenses, which means sitting through activism just to keep practicing medicine. On the international front, a Latin American abortion consortium has published protocols for secretly disposing of aborted baby remains while keeping them out of all official statistics, a system designed to erase every trace that these children ever existed. The Trump administration has since defunded organizations involved in trafficking or mishandling human remains. For the abortion industry, ending a life was never enough. They want to make sure no one remembers it even happened. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. And something else that can also be done is you can subscribe to Fortis News so you can get these here news updates sent directly to you automatically every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.